Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya with the great Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Shiurim, in the Holy Sefer Shev Shmatita. We are now holding in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Dalet, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Moshe Tzvi, Rabbi Moshe Gavriel, you're with me? Gevaldik. So we're learning Shmaitza Beis, Perek Dalet. In Perek Gimel, the Shmaita asked a number of questions. Perek Dalet is going to be a Hakdama to answer the Shmaita's questions. V'hanira l'aniyus daiti behekteim l'var ha'dikayim alan kol mishal noilad ha'safik b'irshuso olav harayu. We have to understand this is so, that we say in Perek HaMeidir, that we learned about in the previous Shiurim, in the previous Prakim, with respect to machlif para b'chamor, if one exchanges a cow for a donkey, and then the person goes and does meshicha on the chamor, and then they find the parah dead and they want to know, did the parah die before the transaction or after the transaction? If it died before the transaction, then it died in the rishus of the original owner. Died after the transaction, then it died in the interest of the new owner. So what do we say? We say, kol hanolad b'safek b'rishuso olav haraya. Whoever, wherever the safek was born, he has to bring the raya. A number of Rishonim explain that since the Baal Chamor was Moshech the Paro, the Chamor is no longer in his rishus, and it is now in the rishus of the Baal HaPara, and therefore it is the Baal HaPara who is considered the domain of the Chamor. And therefore it is he who must bring a Raya that the Chamor died before it entered into his Rishus. And the reason is because we go after the Cheskas HaGuf of the Chamor, that he was alive before this exchange, and we say we push off his death as much as possible as we do in Cheskas HaGufs, and we say that he only died afterwards. We say hashtehu demes, when he was already in the rishus of the new owner of the lokeach. Frek the shmeitza umishum. We'll just read it inside. The kaimalon vehektim levar had the kaimalon kol mishana let us offik birshusa olavarayo mishum demuki achamor becheskas. Because we established the Chamor in its chazak of being Becheskes Chai, and we say it died as late as possible, and that means he's in the Rishus of the original Baal HaPara. His Rishus has been transferred because we push off his death as much as possible, and he died in his new Rishus. How is it possible to be motzi mamon from the Baal HaPara through the Cheskas HaGuf of the Chamor? Behold, we paskin that ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. And mikol shekain achar achazaka, because ruben chazaka is rubadif. So how are we motzi mamon from the owner of the para, and we say, sorry sir, but the transaction is a good transaction, and you are now going to lose not only your para, but your chamor also, the original para that you had belongs to the new owner, and the chamor that you thought you had doesn't belong to you, so we're motzi mamon from him because of this cheskas chai, but we're not motzi mamon al pi rov. So how are we motzi mamon al pi chazaka? Mikol shekain de lo mafki b'chazaka. V'kfar amad b'zeh agoyin b'al pnei Yoshua. The pnei Yoshua, who's the pathways of Shas were so exceedingly clear to him, was already omed on this in Ksubis, page 76b, known in the Yeshiva Shevelt as Ein Vav Omed Beis. And because of this kasha, he is mechadesh that the MS Koach HaChazaka generally is even stronger than the Koach of a Rov. And that we paskin Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, that's Dafka, where it is a Rov against a Chazaka. But when the Rov stands independently, and the Chazaka stands independently, when they're not in conflict, the koach of chazaka is greater than the koach of rov. V'he'la b'zeh chadashot, v'hu, the chazaka adif meruba. Pnei Yoshua say something very new, that the chazaka is more strong from a rov. What's the pshat? Because every chazaka can change. As long as we don't know that it changed, we assume that it didn't. We say, Hamidenu al chazkaso. So if there's a rov against the chazaka, even though the koach of chazaka is greater than the koach of rov, but the rov has the koach to be megale on the chazaka that it already changed and was misbatel, because there's a rov to say that it changed. And therefore, in such an instance, we say Ruvu Chazaka Ruda Adif, because we're not going to go after the Chazaka, since the Rov is Machmir. We're not sure what's going on over here. Did it change? Didn't it change? The Rov tells us it changed. And therefore, it's a Shvacha Chazaka. But really, where the Rov is not against the Chazaka, a Chazaka is standing strong without a Reisa. So the koach of chazaka is greater than the koach of rov. And that's why we go in mamon achar cheskas haguf, even though we don't go in mamon achar harov. This year should be a schus for a foolish shleim from Oris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, besoch shar chole Yisrael, and for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, he should be zoche, v'yifrutz l'rov, to have tremendous hatzlacha b'chol asher yaseh. So, we just explained Pshat in the Pnei Yehoshua that really Chazaka is greater than a Rov. And not that we say Ruv Chazak Ruv Da'adif, that's only when they're in conflict. The reason when they're in conflict we go after the Rov is not because the Rov is stronger than the Chazaka. It's because the Chazaka tells us that it hasn't changed. And the Rov is a race on the Chazaka telling us that it has changed. So therefore, we follow the Rov. But when there's no reisa on the chazaka, it's a different type of chazaka. It's just a completely strong chazaka, without any rov telling you that it changed. That independently is greater than a regular rov. And therefore, rov, you're not motzi mamon. And api chazaka, you are. And therefore, here, api chazaka, with the case of machlif, pura, mechamor, you could be motzi mamon. Got it? Givaldik. Uvakunshus Achron Perik Kamadik Subis. And so writes the Pnei Yehoshua on the Kunshus Achron in the first Perik of Ksubis to prove that Chazaka is Adif Mirov. Hochiach Gamkein de Chazaka Adif Miruba. Dil Rabban Gamliel Azlin on Basar Cheskas Haguf, Bitstarf is Bari Vishema. Ubiruba Filu Bari Vishema Lo Mahani. Because in the case of Misha Erastani Ne'enasti, Rabbi Gamliel says that through the tseruf of the cheskas haguf, together with the taina, of bari against the shema, the woman is believed to be mechayev the baal in the ksuba. She says it happened after the Eris, and he says it happened before. She has a Cheskas Haguf, she has a Bari, so her Cheskas Haguf and Bari beats his Shema. How is she believed? Linyan Rov, it's Mashmin the Sugin Bava Basra, that even if you have a Bari against a Shema, you still don't go b'mamon achara Rov. And since Rov is stronger than Chazaka, so Chazaka also will say that Bari Vishema won't be Motzi Mamon. Just like by Rov, the Bari doesn't mitzaref it to the Rov and the Motzi Mamon, so too with the Chazaka, which is weaker than a Rov, we're thinking, the Bari is not going to be mitzaref to the Chazaka to be Motzi Mamon, so how do we allow this Rebbetzin to get the money? Midarv Zagin, that from Dantes Gedringen, as they say in Portuguese, from here is Mashma, from here is Muchach, that a chazaka that stands independently without a rov, that's in contrast, in conflict with it, is stronger than a rov. It has more power than a rov. And therefore a chazaka is motzi mamon together with a bari, where a rov is not motzi mamon together with a bari. Dil Rabban Gamliel, melain din avenik. Azlinan Basar Cheskas Haguf Bitzelf is Bari V'Shemo. That according to Rabbi Gamliel, we go after Cheskas Haguf. If it has a Bari along with it, Uberuba Filu Bari V'Shemo Loimani. But if you have a Rove, you can't be Mitzayev the Bari to the Rove. El Al Korchach Muchoch Dehachazok B'Fnei Atzma Below Rove Amenaged Hi Adifa B'Mailam Iruba. That a chazaka alone, without a rove against it, is stronger in its maila than a rove. Ve'efsher, adds the Pnei Yoshua, af b'chazaka l'chud b'lo tainis bari, motzi in mamon. Hu-hu. He says it could be that through a chazaka alone, we're motzi mamon, even without being mitzaref, the taina of bari at all. Even though we don't go after mamon after the rove, but we do go b'mamon after a chazaka. Chazaka is stronger than a rov. So ayin sham in the Pnei Yoshua. It's always good to kick a ryan in Pnei Yoshua. He's something else. I mean, he doesn't need my eskama, but you understand what I'm saying. Good. We're going weiter. Omnam, la'niyus da'iti, after all the shvachim that I just heaped on the Pnei Yoshua, not nearly enough. Just one small shabach, but I should have heaped many, many shvachim. He deserves them. But after all said and done, the Shemaitza disagrees with him. L'aniyus daiti nirat. D'b'chazaka l'chud b'lo tainis bari ein motzi'in mamon. That a chazaka alone without a bari, you're not motzi'in mamon. Kevin da'afilu al-pi rov ein ochim imimona. Since we also don't go after rov. In other words, that we pass in Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adiv is Kipshuto, Balabatish. Rove is greater than Chazaka. Even if they're both standing independently. So if Alpi Rove you're not Motzi Mamon, then Alpi Chazaka you're also not Motzi Mamon. And that Rabbi Gamliel says that you're Motzi Mamon from the Baal, based on the Cheskas Aguf of the Isha, it's not only because of her Chazaka, but it's together with the Bari. And the same thing we would say about a Rove. That if a Rove has a Bari, you go together with the Rove, the Bari together with the Rove, to be Motzi Mamon. What about the Gemara Bava Basra that we alluded to earlier? That it's Mashma in the Gemara. That Bari Vishemi and Bari together with a rove doesn't work to be Motzi Mamon? So that the Pnei Yoshua answers up. So himself in his first teretz there. So there is a teretz. So the Shev Shmaitz is going with the Mahalach that if you have a rove together with a Bari, Motzi Mamon. Chazaka together with a Bari, Motzi Mamon. Rove alone, Chazaka alone, not Motzi Mamon. Rove is greater than a chazaka. Always greater than a chazaka, even if they're both standing independently. The Pnei Yoshua is mahalach, is that rove is only greater than the chazaka because it puts a question on the chazaka, and therefore we can't follow the chazaka anymore. There's a reis in the chazaka. There's a weakness in the chazaka. But if you have a chazaka alone, that would have more power than a rove alone. That's the Pnei Yoshua. Shmaitza says no. Kapshuto. Chazaka is weaker than a rove. Chazak is not Motzi Mamon. Rove isn't Motzi Mamon. Nikuda. Rove isn't. Certainly Chazak isn't. Ela l'ta'ama d'chol mi sh'nolad ha'safek b'rshuto. Alav ha'ra'ya u'mafka mamon. Afilu b'shemo. If so, that Rove is greater than Chazak, so it's still shver. How do we follow a cheskes haguf of the chamor to be motzi mamon from the muchzok, even if they're both going with shemas? It's shema against shema. You're not motzi mamon al pi chazaka. So the Pnei Yoshua's teretz was, you are motzi mamon al pi chazaka, which might you're not. So how's he going to explain in the machlof parva chamor case how you're motzi mamon al pi chazaka? Near a time of the Hachmilsa, Ukemo, Gabe Machat. What does it mean? Kumo gabe machatz. You bring a raya that this din of kol anola tzafik brishus all of a raya is even shema v'shema. From that we find in the sugya in Perek HaMeidir with respect to a butcher who bought an animal. The animal is found to be a treifa because of a needle that made a hole in his beis hakosos, one of his internal organs, and we don't know if this hole was made before the acquisition, and therefore the whole thing is a mekach tos, and the mocher has to return the money, or perhaps it was after he bought this animal that the needle made its way into the beis hakosos, and it became a treifa in the rishus of the butcher, and the loss is his. And we say that since the suffix was established in the rishus of the butcher has to bring a raya that it was before he bought it, it became a treifa. Why? Because we go after the cheskas haguf of the behema that it wasn't a treifa, and we say, we push off the tarfus as long as possible, and we say, hashdu de nitrafa, as late as possible, i.e. in the rishus of the butcher. Now there we're definitely talking about Shema and Shema, because they don't know when the machat went at the beis hakosos. How do you know? X-ray vision. Nevertheless, we follow cheskas haguf. Wait a second. How are we following cheskas haguf to be motzi mamon min hamuchzok, since we don't follow a rov to be motzi mamon min hamuchzok? So how are we following a chazaka to be motzi mamon min hamuchzok, and we don't have a person saying bari here that gives him a stronger taina? So since we have a case of shema and shema, how are we motzi mamon al pi chazaka? Haim ha'sheila muvenet? Kushia muvenet? Yafeh me'od. Az anachnu mitkadmim להסבר של מרן רבנו בעל השב שמעתתה. נראה טעמה דהך מילתה, והוא, the reason is, I think, דוודאי היכה דלקה ראיותה, ואין מקום לסתפק, ודאי לא נחתינן לספקה. The reason is not because we are following the cheskat aguf. The reason is different. The reason is because we are not machzik areyoso mirishus lirishus, as we are going to explain. It is pashut that when there is no reyoso at all, hecha deleka reyoso, when there is no reyoso at all, ve'ein makom l'stapik, and there is no room for a suffik at all, vaday lo nachtinan l'sveka, we definitely don't start having svekas. We're not going to make up our own svekas. For example, let's say I sold an animal to the butcher, and then the animal gets lost before he pays. So let the butcher come to me and say, Ermin, I'm not going to pay you, because maybe the animal was a treifa and the mekach is a mekach tos. We don't say that. Because as long as there's no suffik, we don't start problems. We don't look for svekas. A good lesson for life. Don't look for problems. Don't start having worries about things that you don't have to worry about, that aren't around yet, that don't exist yet. What's going to be when I retire? Am I going to be able to enjoy my pension? I don't know. Retirement is at least 3 or 4 months off. Plenty of time. So don't worry about it. We're not going to start talking about sveikas. You go after rove animals that are not treifas. That we don't go b'mamon achar rove, that's dafka where something caused the suffik mamon. Then you don't go after the rov. When you have svekas to start with, then you don't go after the rov. But if there's no svekas at all, we're not going to make up svekas. V'im ken, b'machat, shenemtza ha-reyuta lefaneinu, שגורם הספק לומר אמר טריפה הייתה מקודם. ובזה אמרו הך כללה, כל מי שנולד הספק ברשותו עליו הראיה, ומשום דאין מחזיקין ראיותה מרשות לרשות, וכיוון דראיותה דרשות זה לא מרה לרשות אחרת, הבלי רשות הקודם כאילו אין בו ראיותה, וכל שנולד לא נולד ראיותה, הבלי כנעבדה הבהמה דלוקח לא מציטאין אמר טריפה הייתה, ומשום הכי חייב הלוקח לשלם למוכר. Now we can understand why in the machad case the butcher has to bring the raya. Why? Because by the mocher there was no reyasa that caused any suffix. The reyasa only happened in the rishus of the butcher. This reyasa is not going to cause any sfeikus with respect to the salesman, because in the lashon of the shmaitza, de'ein machzikin reyuta mirushut lirushut. You're not machzik a reyasa from one rishus to the second rishus. And since the reyasa in this rishus, you found it in the rishus of the tabach, of the butcher, that is not going to cause any doubts about the reyasa in the rishus of the mocher. In the rishus of the mocher, we had no doubt. We had nothing to think about. We had no concerns. We had no worries. So since we have no sfeikus when it's in the rishus of the mocher, we only started having sfeikus when it came into the rishus of the butcher. Memela, what do we hold? We assume that it all happened in the rishus of the butcher. It's not a suffix at all that it happened in the rishus of the mocher, and therefore it's the tabach that has to bring the raya, since with respect to the mocher it's as if there is no suffix at all. For kol shenolad reyosa avalei kenevda behema, it's just like the animal was lost, that the lokeach can't start making tainas, maybe it was a treifa, and therefore the lokeach is chayev to pay the mocher. And now the shmaitza is going to bring a raya from another place, that we are not machzik a reyasa from rishus to rishus, which would explain why whoever's rishus the animal is in when the suffolk was born is the one who has to bring the raya. So where are we going to bring from? We're going to bring from the Rashba in Chulin with respect to a behema that they made cheese from its milk, and then afterwards the behema was shechted and it was found to be a treifa. Writes the Rashba in the name of his Rabbeim that we can be matir the cheeses because we are machzik the behema becheskes kashrus, and we say that it was kasher when it was milked, and the tarfus only happened afterwards besamach l'shchita. The Rashba adds, er lektzi, as they say in Portuguese, that this is only treifus that we can assume happened later, right before the shchita. For example, nikev krum shalmoyach, where there was a hole in the brain lining, should never know. That could happen in one moment right before the shechita. There we establish the animal becheskes kashrus, and we assume that it only became treif now, and the cheeses are mutter. But in those treifes that you treifios, that you cannot assume that it happened samach l'shechita mamish, like a lesion in the lung, like a sircha, that happens over a period of time. There we would say that the cheeses are usser. You can't say it happened right next to the shechita, because we know it was a process. And therefore, al korchach, you have to say that the cheskes kashrus of the animal was already impeded, it was already nullified while the animal was still alive earlier on. And since you cannot be told exactly when, but you know that it happened earlier, the halacha is that it's as if there is no chazak at all, and all the cheeses are aser le'olam. Let's see that inside. And only those rolling in aser matir the cheeses, if it's those tarfus, that we can say it happened right before the shechita. Abal betreifus sircha. Sheyev shel losim b'shas shechita. Oh, thank you very much. That was my computer talking. But in treifus, that you cannot be told that they happened samach l'shechita, that you know they happened earlier, like a sircha, that you know what happened earlier. There, it is definitely aser, because you can't say b'mamid it an its chazaka, because it already lost its chazaka. You can't say, oh, it only happened now, because you know that it happened earlier. How early, we don't know. We don't know when. We can't be told in a specific time. We're answering it retroactively. And we have brings a raya, the Rashba raya from Nida. Gabik sam shisha tumei mishas kibus. Kevin the kesem say yovesh v'akorch lo rasa achshav el mikvar. Lo yamina bo hamid yishal cheskosa lo nasikiv lo nasikana tumei el mafrei lo b'chdei shu chal kesem lisiyabish. El amrina mishavas shas kibus rasa. It says in the Mishnah in the seventh parak of Nida with respect to a stain that is dry, that is found on the garment of a woman, that were mitame all the tyrus that she was nogea lemafreya, from the time that this was washed, this garment, but the tyrus that she touched before the washing of the garment are tahor, because mistama b'shas hakibus, she checked the garment and it had no kesem. And now afterwards, you find the kesem, so you assume that the kesem happened after the washing, and everything she touched from the time of the washing of the garment is going to be tameh. We can ask, why are we mamed in our cheskas tara? And we should be metara the tyrus that she touched even after the kibus. Even though we can't say that she saw right now, because we know the kesem was already there earlier, because it's dry, nevertheless, we can say when more or less it became dry, and say that until that time she is going to be tahora. In other words, you figure it out, and you say you found this, you found a dry kesem on her garment, found it on a Tuesday afternoon. Now you know that she didn't see on Tuesday. Why not? Because it's dry. It takes time for it to dry. I mean, maybe an hour. Let's say she saw Tuesday at 2:00. So she sees this dry stain. So let's say it takes 3 hours to dry. So be mitire everything from 11 in the morning. So it could have dried because she could have seen it at 11. And now it's already dry by 2. So be mitire everything before that. Why aren't you doing that? And the answer is because she lost her chazaka. You don't know when it happened. You know it didn't happen this minute. You know it happened earlier. You just don't know when earlier. So the whole chazak is batel, and she's metame anything she touched from the time of the kibbutz. Same idea. You know that the sircha came earlier, so but you don't know when. But it's not going to be samach l'shchita. Memela, you are metame everything that happened, all of the milk that was produced from this animal.
V'af agav de gabay mumen amr hamid yishal cheskaso b'cheskas habal noldu.
Ve'af al pishamu menad al shenoldu ba'yav shenoldu ba'achshav mamish. Frak the Rashban himself from the Mishnah and Amidah that we learned that if she finds a mumen b'shus habal, the husband has to bring a raya if she finds it after she's married. He has to bring a raya that they came around before the erusin and therefore was a mekach toz, because we go after a cheskas aguf that she was shlema below mum. And this is shver, that since now that we find she's a balas mum, so she already lost her cheskas shlema earlier on. It's even mumin that didn't happen in a second. It's even mumin that we know that if we see them now, they already started from a while back. Just like this sircha that we know if it's in here now, it started a while back. So since she already lost her chazaka right before the latest of Safek, and you can't be tola bizman yadua, so therefore she loses her chazaka completely. And if so, how do we go after a cheskas aguf that she was shlema below mum? Say that she wasn't shlema at all below mum, and it's not a, and the whole thing is a mekach toz that she had it earlier. Answers the Rashba, Hasam udim kol makom b'rishus habal nimtzu ve'elanu lachzika mirishus l'rishus elam rina kan nimtzu v'kan hayu kol rishus then nimtzu rishus zanam achzikin shayu kach kosev rabbeinu zalat kan l'shona. The Rashba answers that there in the Mishnah, it's not because we're going after the cheskas aguf of the woman. Rather, the reason is because the reis of this mum is found b'rishus habal, and therefore we're not going to be machzik mirishus l'rishus and say that the mum happened in the rishus of the father. Rather, we say it only happened in the rishus of the husband, and because of that, the husband is the one who has to bring a raya that it was not born in his rishus. And from here concludes the Shmaitza. Umavur lehejia, delav mishum cheskas hagufa sinin Allah. It's not because when we're saying kanimtu kan hayu, it's not because of cheskas haguf, because by nimtu ba mumin, there is no cheskas haguf. Da mumin yevshe shenol duach of mamish, lav chazaki. There is no cheskas haguf by the mumin case. El al karchach, medarv zagin, kamoshe kasafti, delav mitores chazaka sinin Allah. El mishum demachzik reisam mishus lorishus. The reason is not al chazaka. Rather, it's because kanimtu kan hayu, because ein machzikin reisa merishus l'rishus, and therefore if they're found in the rishus of the husband, you assume that they happen in the rishus of the husband. Vabalei ki'ilu nolad reisa klal rishus amocher, and there was no earlier reisa. There's nothing to be mistabik about earlier. Just like if the animal is lost, there's nothing to be mistabik about. You don't say, oh, maybe when the lokeach had it, it was already a treifa. Yeah, but we've no indication. We have nothing to tell us there's any discussion of any treifa when the animal was lost. So too, when the animal came into a new rishus, so ein machzikin reisa merishus l'rishus, because in the earlier rishus there's no suffix at all. So, we have a little bit more to go in this parak, and Mirtz Hashem, B'siyata Dishmaya, we will continue next time. And what we learned now is the explanation of the din, kol mishan ol adasav k'mishas ol v'raya, because we're not machzik areyasa from rishus to rishus. We should all be zochem Mirtz Hashem, l'lmodu l'lamed, l'shmor v'la'asot, v'l'kayim is kol divrei tzalmu t'orot v'yahava, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.